West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, senior citizens continue to be the age demographic showing up at the Carroll County polls on Election Day more than any other age group eligible to vote. According to the June 18, 2024 general primary runoff age demographics provided by the Carroll County Elections Office on Wednesday, and according to their stats, the number of voters in the runoff election aged 61 through 70 more than doubled the number of voters aged 18 through 50. The total number of voters aged 51 through 60 was just a little less than the 18 through 50 group. Voters aged 18 through 30 voted less than the other listed age groups of 31 through 40, 41 through 50, 51 through 60, and 61 through 70. Individuals aged 20 through 24 are the highest populated age group in Carroll County. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office this week stating that stats from the Carroll County School Zone Speed Program from the past 2 years shows overwhelming evidence that the School Zone Safety Program is making an impact in Carroll County. During the 2022-23 school year, speeding violations were reduced by 82% from the beginning of the school year till the end. This past school year resulted in a 72% reduction in speeding. The Sheriff's Office monitors the devices outside Sharps Creek and Bay Springs Elementary, and officials say the program also shows that this year alone, 93% of speeders did not get a second violation, which they say proves that the program changes driver behavior. The Carroll County School Board on Thursday tasked with approving the school district's budget for fiscal year 2024-25.
We have several things that's been state imposed on us. For instance, we're facing an 11% health insurance increase that the state's basically handed down that we have to fund. You know, we also have a 31% increase in our classified staff's health insurance, 4% increase in teacher retirement. So we're talking about some hard costs that the state basically trickled to us that we'll have to use local funding to be able to do.
Carroll County School Board Chairman Brian Turner says 84% of the district's budget for the coming year pays for staff. This year's budget includes state funding that will give teachers a $2,500 pay increase, but the district on its own will pay for step raises and a 2% pay increase to non-certified staff.
In addition to those costs, we're purchasing new buses. We've got about 10 new buses that we're adding in there. Also, we're doing a big push in security this year again, which we've done that repeatedly through the years, but we're adding 4 new SROs to our schools. And we've even proposed as a board that over the next 3 years, we'll add 4 more SROs for the next 3 years. And at the end of that 3-year period, we'll be able to have, say, we have an SRO in every school.
Turner says the total number of students attending a Carroll County District school has increased by 1,100 students over the last 3 years. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.